Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Here we are again. Another interesting show. Not going to try to cut it too short, but just making the best that we can as far as time is concerned. And here we are with another United Commoners of Spiritual Intelligence, or that could also be taken as special intelligence. And so this is a show for the commoner, you know, the average person, the ordinary person. They could be super spiritual, or they could be, a little materialistic. But the idea is that they will be able to relate and understand this, and that this information will be valuable and useful for them, you know, and will help them in their daily lives. So let's just get right into it. This is a paper that I wrote when I was in college, I'm still in college, but that I wrote, and it was called How the Invention of the Cell Phone and Social Media Has Changed Our Lives. As it is without question how rapidly our technology has advanced from the 19th to the 20th century, and undoubtedly the 21st century. We've taken a remarkable quantum leap from a period when the telephone was first invented to the radio, to the automobile, to the airplane, to the development of rocket engines, to go into space, and the first astronaut journeying into the unknown and landing on the moon. It's completely astounding to see how far we have progressed in the advancement of our technology and scientific research. As a result, this has completely revolutionized the way we communicate and accomplish daily tasks and projects. We now literally walk around with miniaturized computers that can fit into our pockets. When we do a thorough investigation through history, we understand that there was a variety of historical figures who played the role in the evolution of our technology. And so, I'm going to skip around here. So it's interesting, you know, I mean, how we get to the modern, just the modern cell phone, which I'm using right now to speak to you, the iPhone. But it came a long way. It says, some of the early usages of this concept were used in the early 20th century. Ships were equipped with wireless radios to improve the reliability of the communications. Even the ill-fated Titanic had this kind of radio antennas. Believe it or not, the invention of the cell phone owes a great deal of its credit to the portable two-way radio, more commonly known as the walkie-talkie. The portable two-way radio changed the dynamic of communication into something where you could talk to someone a long distance away while still having the flexibility of mobility. The use of the walkie-talkie was incredibly prevalent in World War II. The Galvin Manufacturing Company was already known for the invention of the car radio and had just created the first self-contained CSR-536 handy-talkie in 94, and then creating an FM band two-way radio technologies first showing up in police cars in 1941 and on the battlefield in 1943 by Smith. The same invention that allowed platoon members and company commanders to communicate effectively between one another on the battlefield in World War II would decades later shine in the civilian world and have many of its ideas and original concepts turn into what we now know as the cell phone. So remember when we were talking about, you know, they used to have these huge, you know, brick phones, you know, and it wasn't until the 19th century a brilliant innovator by the name of Cooper had earned an electrical engineering degree from the Illinois Institute of Technology and was hired by Motorola in 1954. Cooper started making the Dynatac. After several months, there was a successful functioning prototype. The Dynatac weighed 2.5 pounds and was 9 inches in length. The battery at that time could only hold 20 minutes of talking time. On April 3rd, 1973, Cooper made and tested the first call while scanning on the streets of Manhattan. So it really is amazing. And just, you know, when we get the cell phone, which is prevalent, everybody has nowadays, you know, everybody's like addicted to their phone, you know. And, you know, we use it so much nowadays. And do we really know of the amount of work, the amount of effort that was put into making this modern day, this modern technology that we have that is, you know, quite. And so that is very interesting and something to consider. And so for the rope, when we fast forward to today's world, it's almost inconceivable to think how far we have progressed in the development of our modern technology. Many people argue that people abuse our technology with the popularization of people walking and checking their iPhone everywhere they go, like you just previously said. There is a general concern that with the prominent usage of these electronic devices that they could be affecting our mental, physical, and psychological health in ways in which we might be unaware of. In her enlightening new book, The Power of Off, Nancy Coulier observes, we're spending far too much of our time doing things that don't really matter to us. Both in and outside her practice, she has encountered many people who have become disconnected from what really matters, from what makes us feel nourished and grounded as human beings. Brody. And this is what I further wrote. I said, personally, I do take into consideration that the argument being made here. However, by knowing the history of how widely we have progressed in technology, I am more optimistic about the potential of technology and where it can potentially take us. Although I have positive feelings toward where we are headed with technology, I do consider the possible detrimental effects as well. An example of this is with social media. There have been studies done by scientists that demonstrate how different sites of social media could be affecting the mental health of the younger generations. In an article titled Social Media Likes Impact Teens' Brains and Behavior, a study explained the same brain circuits that are activated by eating chocolate and winning money are activated when teenagers see large numbers of likes on their own photos or the photos of peers in a social network. According to findings from a new study in which researchers scanned teens' brains while they used social media. And then I further wrote, in conclusion, I reason that we just need to utilize our technology in a more beneficial and mindful way, a way that helps us connect more than it does divide, and make us compete with one another for social acceptance. Utilizing social media with the intention of inspiring others to become the greatest versions of themselves, to be able to share memories and connect with individuals you might not have had the opportunity to if it wasn't for the gift of social media and this technology. So it's just one of the things I considered. Actually did pretty well in this paper. but it's something to definitely consider. And to take into account, because it's true, you know, and it is really interesting when you look far back and you see what people had. Of course, you know, with the first colonists coming over here, and of course the first settlers, you know, which is well, I mean, of course, the Native Americans, and then since they, you know, and then after that, but the first European settlers were the Vikings. And then, you know, more people started coming over here, you know, on ships and the Mayflower and all that. But the colonists, you know, when they set up, and so when you take a look at these time periods, you know, from 1600, 1700, 1800, you see, I mean, it really wasn't that long ago. You know, 1700 wasn't that long ago, even though it feels like a long time ago. And the technology is outdated compared to what we have now. Even the pager is, you know, compared to the cell phone, you know, it's almost like there's no use for it nowadays, you know. And so it is really important, I think, to take into consideration the technology that we have and using it. You know, in the way that it was meant to be used for, and you can use it for beneficial purposes. So there is that, you know, and I think it is important to take into consideration on that, and as well as the skills, you know. To being able to have the technology, but not, but also having the skills, what to do with the technology, and you know, some people are kind of on the fence, you know, about certain topics, you know, like AI, artificial intelligence, and certain things like this. But I think that technology can be used. In a way that helps us, moves us forward. I don't think that we would need to not use technology, you know. I think it's important to understand the way that the natural world works, but if technology helps us to be able to do things in a shorter amount of time. Like, you know, you could write, you know, say calculate stuff with a piece of paper and a pen, or you could just have a calculator, you know, and you could just type stuff in and know what it is, you know, like that. You know, computers. You know, like the typewriter. And people still use typewriter, and the typewriter is a great invention. But compared to having to type something like that and press those bunch of, you know, little keywords, you know, and compared to just typing something on a keyboard on a computer and then just sending in an email sending a file, you know, is much quicker and easier. And we have Word and all kinds of stuff like that to correct grammar. It's just a lot quicker. And so that's one of the things that I believe technology has really allowed us to explore and to get to. So I wanted to touch on that. Seeing how things are, if this show is a little short, I try to cram, you know, a bunch of information in a shorter amount of time. But I think it's important to consider that. And we might have a part 3 sometime later this week. Just had a little bit of shortage on time tonight, but perhaps either tomorrow or later this week we'll have another show, and we'll go definitely deeper into these topics. But thanks so much for tuning in. And I hope you found this information, this knowledge is valuable and useful, and it will make you think, you know, and you understand where the technology comes from, and you also have the skills, you know, and know how to use it, and know of its importance and its value. So thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. And stay tuned for more episodes and more of this information coming to your coming on the radio, the airwaves. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. This has been United Commoners of Spiritual Intelligence, or United Commoners of Special Intelligence, but anyway, UCSI. Thanks for tuning in, and auf Wiedersehen.
Gott weiß, ich will kein Engel sein. We'll be right back.